North Huskies, and we are just about set to get this one underway here in Owosso tonight. 12 minutes put on the clock, and Hagen Hood ready to release as we get this one started. Winds out of the south could be his friend tonight as an end-over-end kick back toward the end zone. It'll bounce high, and Edmond North will have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line to get started tonight.
Gorgeous evening, a light breeze, as you mentioned, out of the south, and always like to kick that ball out of the end zone so that you don't have to worry about kickoff coverage, and a great job by Hagen Hood.
And, of course, as we mentioned, Carson Horton will get the starting nod as the quarterback for Edmond North tonight. 1-3 coming into this ballgame. Their first win coming last week against the Moore Lions, 14-7. They had lost the previous week by the same score. They've played every team they've seen this year close. And it ought to be a good night for some football this evening here on homecoming. Under center, Horton with his team bunched in close. Man in motion to the left will take the handoff out around the left end. He gets out to the 20, up to the 24-yard line.
Ahmad Triplett out there on the tackle, and he had 10 solo tackles last week over at Norman North, and he just continues his assault from his linebacker spot as he's getting ready to head and play for the Army. I'm excited about Ahmad and the opportunity.
Cole Green was the ball carrier on that last play, 5'9", 165-pound wide receiver. Sophomore, one-man split to the right for Edmond North. Horton back under center with one man behind him. Everybody close in. Now Green in motion to the right. Handoff, first man through. He's going to get up to about the 26, maybe the 27-yard line. I believe that was Zach Russell there on the carry for the Edmond North Huskies. That'll bring up third down and 4 from the 26.
Huskies trying to make it look like they're going to go to the right, and they counter by going back to the left. But the Rams with a great read is going to have an opportunity to get off the field here with a third and 4.
10:48 and the clock rolling here in the first quarter. Edmond North kind of taking some time as they talk over this play. 10 seconds left on the play clock, and now they'll line up in the I formation with Horton under center. He'll take the snap, handoff, first man through. Gets up to about the 30, almost to the first down marker. That's Zach Russell, the running back there, on the carry, and he'll get enough yardage there to move up those chains. That'll be the first down of the ball game for either team.
Interesting in the I formation. He didn't really follow the up back up the middle. He broke to the outside, but there was enough room. The ball is actually just touching the 30-yard line, so it's, I guess you would say, exactly 10 yards for the first down.
10:11 left to go in this first quarter. Clock rolling. Everybody close in again for Edmond North. Back under center, Horton with a man in motion to the right. That's Green. He'll take the handoff, rolling out to the 33-yard line. That'll bring up second down and 7 now for the Huskies.
Yeah, Horton or Green thought he had a crease there he tried to break up into, but filling that crease was Dwaylen Reed, and just a short gain on the play.
Now Owosso. Tyler Rich out there on the defensive side of the football waving those arms saying, make some noise, guys.
Imploring his crowd to get into the game here.
9:33, clock still rolling. Edmond North taking their time and breaking up the huddles this early in the ball game. Back under center.
Send Green out far to the left in isolation.
Horton, and now he'll get a quick direct snap, actually, to Jackson Lister. Flags flying as he tried to make a run for it. We'll see what the violation is.
Probably a procedure call out of that formation against Edmond North.
9:16 left to go. First.
Yeah, backfield in motion. That's declined because the Rams covered defensively very well.
First quarter action here as Edmond North will have no gain on the play there, and that'll bring up third down and 9.
Yep.
9:09 left to go. Clock still rolling. Well, they don't mind taking their time talking things over, that's for sure.
Well, I'm sure they want to work the clock against this Ram defense and try to keep the game close as long as they can.
Horton with Jackson Lister directly behind him, and now Green in motion to the left. Horton back to throw this time. He'll sling it up the
field. Gage Laney!
And Gage Laney, the ball hawk, picking it up for his 7th interception of the year. And the Owosso Rams will have it for the first time in this ball game. 8:46 left to go in this first quarter. Gage Laney already stepping up and doing what he does best, Steve.
I mean, he's just playing center field, and the quarterback thought he had an open receiver down the sideline, and he just lofted too much air. You could tell Gage was just asking the ball to hurry up and get there so he didn't have to think about it. And, again, I believe that gives him 14 in his career and 7 on the season.
First and 10 Owosso from the 40-yard line. Austin Havens handing off. First man through is going to bust up the middle down to the 48-yard line. And on the carry there, that's Hagan Hood for the Rams, and that'll bring up second down and about 4. 8:30 and the clock rolling here in this first quarter. Gage Laney getting that interception and giving Owosso control of the driver's seat here. Hand off to Ronnie Thomas as he goes left. Gets to the midfield stripe, almost to the first down marker. It'll be third and inches here, maybe millimeters.
Big third down here. The Rams need to convert. Certainly want to try to come out with points off the turnover. Trey Goins comes out of the game now, so see if the Rams don't go big.
Austin Havens with everybody close to him. Hagan Hood directly behind him. Jeray Austin split to the left on the keeper. He'll move forward trying to get that first down, and I think he's got it. They'll move up the chain. So that is your first Duralast Roofing Specialist first down of the ballgame. First and 10 Owosso from the 49-yard line of Edmond North.
Well, Austin Havens at 6'3", 185. All he's got to do is let his line get an early jump, and he just stretches that long body out across the 50-yard line. Keeps this drive alive here in the first quarter for the Rams, their first possession.
Just push himself on through, and he got it. 7:29 and the clock rolling. Havens out of the gun, stacked receivers to the left. He looks left, looks to throw, guns it up the field for Trey Goins. It overthrows him just a little bit. That pass will fall incomplete.
Yeah, the safety went deep on Trey. It looked like he was going to try to just shorten that route a little bit, and Havens unloaded the football, and Trey was unable to catch back up with the pass. But good defensive coverage in the secondary that time by Diego Hassel.
That'll bring up second down and 10, 7:19 left to play here.
Also like the idea that you had Jeray Austin in one-on-one coverage on the far side of the field. So now he's going to be here on the near side.
Austin and Thomas to the left, Carney and one more to the right. Back
do
to
it
throw.
Again. He's open.
Havens slinging it. Left side, Jeray Austin unable to make the catch as it goes in and out of his hands and off his fingertips. And they'll throw the flag in the backfield.
Typically in the area of holding, but Havens had a wide open Jeray Austin. The short defender came up to the line, and Austin did not pull a safety over. He was wide open, but then that's all for naught as the Rams are going to be caught for holding, but Edmond North is going to decline that penalty.
That'll bring up third down and 10. Trips to the right this time. One man split to the left. Havens ready to take the snap. He'll get a second look at the sideline. He and Hood both. Hagan Hood moving out to the left just a little bit.
Now we got Cole Adams here on the near side.
Welcome back from quarantine, Cole. Back to throw. He'll get it into the hands of...
Oh, he danced around too much that time.
Adams, yeah.
He had two defenders he was trying to outrun and was unable to do so, and tried to stop, cut back to his left, and there was a third defender, just too much for Cole, who's been out of action for a couple of weeks, but certainly good to see him back in the wide receiving core of this Owosso Ram lineup.
Fourth down and 4, so they'll bring out the kicking team here as Hagan Hood gets ready to do the honors, and they'll send a man back deep for Edmond North. 6:35 and the clock rolling here in the first quarter. Hagan Hood's kick.
Oh, not so good.
Up high, it'll bounce near the 25-yard line and roll out of bounds near the 20.
Got a good roll. Looked like he may have kicked it a little bit off of his ankle then straight off his foot, but that'll still put Edmond North back with a long field.
6:24 left to play here as Edmond North will take over first and 10. On their own 20-yard line, moving left to right on the radio dial.
We didn't mention Rams in their all-gray home uniforms. with the red helmet and traditional white horns.
That's noteworthy.
Fortunately, though, they have white numbers on their gray jerseys, yes, so they are readable.
Absolutely. We had a time at Norman North last week. Back under center is Horton for Edmund North. He'll get a quick toss into the hands of his tailback. They'll tackle him behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Brendan Dye just crashed the line of scrimmage. That was a very slow developing play, and he read it perfectly to bust through and make a tackle for loss, I believe, of a yard.
Coming up at halftime, we will talk with the state-bound head coach of the Owosso Lady Ram softball team, Shane Eicher, also in the booth with us tonight, the great Joe Deere, tribal counselor for the Cherokee Nation. He stopped by to see us this evening. We'll put him on with us at halftime as well and talk about what all they've got going with the Owosso School District and some of our other area schools this year. 5:40 in the clock rolling. Trips out to the right this time out of the shotgun for Edmund North. It's Horton. Carson Horton off the left hash mark this time. He'll hand off. First man through. Gets it up to about the 20, about to that original line of scrimmage. And Brendan Dye pumping that fist. He said, man, I got him when he made the stop.
Yeah, North is really trying to show a lot of different formations, but they're basically running the same play. Only thrown one pass, and that was completed to Owosso.
Third down and 10 now from the 20-yard line. Thank you, Gage Laney, the ball hawk.
Having a great year, the senior safety for the Rams.
Back under center, Horton. Right next to him is Garen Smith. Faking a handoff, he'll throw it to the right side, connecting with an open receiver. That is Brady McNeil for the Edmund North Huskies. That'll be a gain of about 6 on the play, so that'll bring up 4th down and 4.
Yeah, going to be short on the play. Braxton Bickham tried to go up for the interception and was unable to get it, but Jacob Clifton right behind him to make the tackle, 4th and 1. And, boy, I would have been shocked if the Huskies would have tried to go for it here.
So they'll kick it away. Gage Laney will set up shop at about the 30-yard line to move from right to left here.
Late player on the field for the Huskies.
Here comes the kick. It is on its way. Came close to being blocked, but it'll bounce back from the 45-yard line and roll back to about the 31.
Got about 13 yards in roll.
3:57 left to go in this first quarter. Thank you for being with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM. Online at owassoathletics.org and all across the platforms of the Owosso Sports Network tonight. Appreciate all of our fine sponsors.
We just need a real consistent executed drive here, Grant. We need to get some momentum on this Ram sideline. Fans looking for a reason to get into this game.
Twins to the right. Adams split to the left, waiting to take the snap as Havens, after he and running back Derek Overstreet get a second look at the sideline here. Under 4 minutes to go. Havens faking a handoff. He'll throw up the middle to Adams. It is caught near the 40-yard line, and that's where he's brought down. That is a Duralast ripping specialist. First down.
Yeah, that's the threat we've been missing. And Cole Adams, as we mentioned, back in action after missing a couple of weeks. The sophomore, 5'11", 175, and Austin Havens threw that on a rope right over the middle. That's the kind of execution we were looking for.
First and 10 Rams from the Edmund North Huskies 40-yard line. Play clock rolling, and they're still looking over to the sideline, bringing some personnel back onto the field. And now Trey Goins is going to line up and take the direct snap here in the Wildcat. Man in motion to the right, Keelan Carney on the keeper. Goins rolls out to the left, gets to the 35-30, still on his feet, gets down to the 22, and that is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. That's two in a row for the Rams.
Yeah, even though you know he's going to keep it on most occasions there in that Wildcat formation, still great blocking up front by the Big Hogs, and Goins able to get to the outside. He carried about 3 Huskies for an extra 4 or 5 yards.
First and 10 Rams at the 22-yard line of Edmund North. 3 minutes of the clock rolling here in the first quarter, no score.
Blitz.
And now, handoff. First man throughs Derek Overstreet. He'll get down to the 19.
Boy, we had isolation on the far side with Goins and also Keelan Carney as both safeties came up.
That'll bring up second down and 7 on the 3-yard gain. No score between Owosso and Edmond North as of yet. 2:36 and the clock rolling. Trips to the right. Cole Adams split to the left once again. Havens ready to take the snap off that left hash mark. He'll throw across the middle and it's dropped as Keelan Carney tried to come up with it and make the run, and before he could take off, it was off his fingertips.
Well, I think he was looking to get hit as he was coming inside and turned his head upfield too soon without looking the ball into his hands.
2:25, clock stopped here. Third down and 7 to go now for these Owosso Rams. Carney, Thomas, and Trey Goins split to the right. Cole Adams split to the left. Havens taking the snap, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it right side this time for Carney. Touchdown, Owosso. 2:20 left to play in the first quarter. Keelan Carney making the catch, hauling it in. Put 6 on the board. Owosso is in the lead. So the Rams take over and score first. Keelan Carney making that catch from Austin Havens. We will have an official scoring drive from Rob Williams and Steve Mowry coming up here momentarily, but Hagan Hood will try the extra point right here. Snap coming. Gage Laney holding. Here's the kick. It is up through the uprights and good. Owosso goes up 7-0. This touchdown, an extra point brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you, watch them online this Sunday, 10:30 at owassofirst.com or follow Owosso First Assembly on Facebook for more information. 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. It's Owosso 7 and Edmond North nothing. We'll take a 30-second timeout. I'll be back after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
We welcome you back. 7-0, our score. 2:20 left to go in the first quarter. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight. And with another Matt Jay and Company CPA by the number scoring drive update, here's Steve.
It was a 5-play, 69-yard drive, covered 1 minute and 37 seconds, and of course finished off by a 19-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Keelan Carney. Rams up 7-0 here in the first quarter. Onside kick, where'd it go?
We'll see who got it here.
They didn't kick it far enough.
Okay, it didn't go 10 yards.
I didn't see it there for a minute, Rob. I was looking at the front line of the Huskies to cover and thought we had a Dallas-Atlanta Falcon moment there.
I was looking to see that LeBron Jones was back to
– you just wanted to say his name.
Well, I keep reading LeBron James. Oh, should we just call him LBJ? Does he mean so much to society that we need his opinions as well? I don't know.
Yeah.
2:19 left to play here. We'll see if they re-kick it and what they'll do here.
I think the Huskies are going to take the ball at the Ram 46-yard line.
They'll do that. First and 10 at the Owosso 46. Best field position that Edmond North has had all night as out onto the field, Carson Horton, the quarterback. Twins to the left, one man to the right for Edmond North. He'll drop back to throw this time, looking. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's caught down at the 24-yard line. Big catch there by Ethan Graham, the 5'10", 160-pound senior receiver.
Yeah, but that's going to come back because we've got holding against Edmond North. But that was a great throw and catch for this Edmond North Ball Club. Horton that time threw a really nice pass. I thought he was throwing it into triple coverage, but he was able to get it over the underneath defender into the hands of his receiver. But we talk about the difference mistakes can make in the game, and they're going to go from first down deeper into Owosso territory, backing them up to their own, the Husky 40-and-a-half-yard line.
First down and a mile and a half for the Edmond North Huskies with 2:11 left to go in the first quarter. 7-0 our score.
about 23 yards. And if they have to throw the football, that favors this Ram secondary.
Stacked receivers to the left, one man close in on the right side, rolling out to the right this time is the quarterback, Horton, and he'll connect, throwing through traffic down at the 44-yard line. Ethan Graham was there waiting, and they'll make up some of that yardage as that'll bring up about second and eight now for these Edmond North Huskies.
And again, Grant, I thought the Rams secondary had another opportunity for an interception, but a nice pass by Carson Horton, and he's just a sophomore, 6 foot, 160 pounds.
Horton off the right hash mark this time, dropping back. Oh, my goodness. He evaded one tackle, rolled out to the left. He's got another man after him, and they'll sack him in the backfield back at the 46-yard line.
Yeah, he showed he was a sophomore that time as Ahmad Triplett chased him down and was able to make the tackle, the senior from Owosso.
So all that ground that they made up, they've now lost again, and that'll bring up third down and about 15 yards, 18 yards maybe, from the 46-yard line. Our video producer is Ethan Van Meter tonight. He is an Edmond native that has realized how green the grass is on this side of the state, so he's got his Owosso gear on tonight. Back to throw, Horton looking, running, almost tackled. Now he'll be steamed over at about the 47-yard line. So that'll bring up fourth down and about 18 to go for these Edmond North Huskies. They'll have to kick it away right here.
Brendan Dye in on the tackle again. And I tell you, when these Ram linebackers start getting into the ball game, you got a big problem on the offensive side. Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett making themselves known. And when they come up to make a tackle, they come up with bad intentions.
Gage Laney back deep to receive. He'll set up shop at about the 15-yard line for the Owosso Rams. We'll see how far they decide to kick it here.
See if Gage can get a return this time. No, we're going to have a procedure against the Huskies.
Now the flags fly. Hopefully it's not like the opening kickoff of the Norman North game last week where they had to do it, what was it?
Four times.
27 times.
Yeah.
8 seconds left to go, and they'll see what the penalty is there and the cause and effect here.
That's critical for Owosso because that forces the Huskies to kick into this wind before we switch sides, switch directions.
8 seconds left to play, first quarter action. They'll try to kick it away right here. Here's the kick for Edmond North. Straight up the middle it goes. It'll skip along the ground and roll back to about the 20-yard line, and they're going to let the clock roll out on this one. Owosso will take over at the 21 when we come back from the break. We put a quarter in the books. Our score, the Owosso Rams 7 and the Edmond North Huskies nothing. Take a break and be back right after this one-minute timeout. You've got Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
Randy here with your local Wholesale Computer Supply. If your kids are virtual learning this year and you need affordable laptops and computers, we can help. And we have the easiest financing. Working from home and need a powerful computer? Wholesale Computer has that too. We also service and repair practically any brand and have Oklahoma's largest inventory of gaming computers, parts, and accessories. Support your community. Buy local. Come see us, 96th Street North in Garnett by CC's Pizza. Wholesale Computer Supply. We'll do all we can.
It Into the second quarter we go here at Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network. Man in motion to the right now. That's going to be Thomas as he takes the toss from Austin Haven, gets to the 20-yard line and no further. Ran a long way to get the loss of a yard there, but that'll bring up second down and 10. And with a Matt Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update, how are those first quarter numbers looking, Steve?
Well, the Rams, 5 carries for 32 yards. Austin Haven's 3 of 6 for 43 yards and 75 total yards for the Rams. Ram defense has held Edmond North to 27 yards. 2 on the ground, 25 in the air.
Haven's faking a handoff, running through to the 27-yard line, and that'll be a gain of 7 on the play to bring up third down and about 3.5.
Only 2 penalties in that first quarter, both of those against Edmond North. What did we end up with last week, Rob? 21, 24 penalties in the game. That was fun.
Yeah. Wasn't Putnam City North.
Hope that crew stays on the west side. Wow. They were proud.
If they were getting paid by the penalty, they did well. Haven's ready to take it off the right hash mark. Everybody close in this time. We'll be headed back down the turnpike Thursday night. We'll talk about that in a minute. Haven's dropping back this time, slings it up the middle of the field, aiming for Keelan Carney.
Yeah, that's 2 drops that we've had here by Keelan Carney. Very, very surprising. He's usually very sure-handed. But that's the second drop in the middle in traffic, and I think he may have had an opportunity if he makes the catch to turn up field.
That'll bring up 4th down and 3. Hagan Hood back to kick it away for the Rams. For the Edmond North Huskies, Xander Steele attempting the kickoff. He'll call for the fair catch, and it'll be in his hands at the 46-yard line. So that's where Edmond North will have it, 1st and 10 from their own 46, Steve.
So the Rams have established one drive, that 69-yard drive, but you know, we talked in the pregame, Grant, we want to start fast and maintain. We got the one touchdown, but we continue to shoot ourselves in the foot by drop passes or unable to execute. No penalties against the Rams, so we've cleaned that up so far.
10:31 left to go in the first half.
It's the Ram defense that's really keeping us in the game right now. The interception by Gage Laney there in the early part of the first quarter.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Horton, the quarterback, handing off. First man through, gets down to the 49.
Brendan Dye in again.
Brendan Dye dragging him all over the field.
Also in on the tackle that time was Caleb Nealis, 6 foot, 245 pound senior for Owosso up front.
Second down and 10 from the 47. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. That's Brady McNeil for Edmond North. Horton ready to take the snap. Dropping back, throwing this time, looking. Now he'll pump it and sling it up the left side of the field, aiming for Ethan Graham. The pass falls incomplete.
Flag on the play, probably holding again against Edmond North. You look at the size of these Edmond North linemen. 6'6", 215, 6'4", 320. I mean, they're big up front.
9:50 left to go here. They're going to march Edmond North back to about the 35-yard line.
J.P. Louie, 6 foot, 290. So they got some big horses up front on that offensive line.
Make that the 32-yard line. One man split to the left, Brady McDeal. Twins out to the right. Horton ready to take the snap here. Drops back, throws, slings it up the middle of the field. It's caught at the 49-yard line, and that was Brody McNeil making that catch. And that'll bring up third down and about 8.
Another good throw that time, though, by the sophomore quarterback, just over the outstretched arm of the linebacker underneath Brendan Dye, and drops it right into his receiver's hands. We had good coverage. It just took a perfect throw.
Third down and 8 here. 9:14 and the clock rolling.
You know, the Huskies have sort of shown the ability to move the football, but they keep making mistakes.
Trips to the left this time. Empty field to the right. Taking the snap, dropping back is Horton. He pump fakes once, runs instead, gets up to the 50, down to the 47, down to the 45. Finally dragged down at about the 43-yard
really
line.
Really good spot that time, and it may be enough for a Husky first down.
Night.
Can't believe he did that.
He got it. He got the yardage needed, and they're going to move up those chains. Yeah. He faked everybody out, looking like he was going to pass.
You know, he doesn't seem to be that elusive, but he was just able to follow his blockers and get upfield, and the next thing you knew, he was just beyond the first down marker, so Huskies continue to move the football on this drive.
8:50 to go. Twins to each side. First half action here in Owosso. Back to throw Horton. He'll toss it across the plane there as he was aiming for Brody McNeil. It was off his fingertips as he was immediately hit at the 35-yard line, and that'll bring up second and 10 now for Edmond North.
And that hit was actually Braxton Bickham going for the football. Thought he had an interception and collided with the receiver at the peak of the throw.
7-0 our score. Owosso with the early lead here. 8:46 left to go on the game clock. Twins out to the right. McNeil split to the left. Horton off the left hash mark taking the snap here. He does so. Hands off. First man through.
Brandon Dye again along with the Mod Triplet. They cover so much ground on the edge. It looked like the running back Smith was going to have some room, but Dye shut him down immediately for just a one-yard gain.
Garen Smith, the ball carrier, and you're right, Brendan Dye wasn't letting him go anywhere. That'll bring up third down and 9. You can hear Jared Gallagher in the background trying to get everybody pumped up on this third down conversion attempt that needs to be stopped for Edmond North. Twins out to the right side, Twins out to the left as well. Horton ready to take the snap. Man in motion to the right now. Horton claps his hands, takes that snap, rolls back.
Got him.
And now he's tackled behind the line of scrimmage, sacked for a loss there at the 45.
I believe that coming in on that was Josiah Stevens. And a huge sack that time by the Ram defensive lineman.
That'll bring up fourth down and about 13 for Edmond North. Back to receive for the Rams is Gage Laney as he will set up shop at about the 11-yard line. Clock still rolling, first half action. Rams still leading it 7-0. Here's the kickoff. Wobbly kick is going to be fielded at the 15. Fair catch called for by Gage Laney, and that is where the Rams will have it first and 10. Again, congratulations here on homecoming to Queen Sunny Simons and her court. They, of course, were crowned at the pregame ceremonies and leading the charge. Also, congratulations to all the inductees into the Owosso Sports Hall of Fame. I think they're going to be talking about that at halftime tonight. Twins out to each side. Havens back to throw. He'll throw right to Jare Austin. Austin was in no shape to get it. Brought down from behind a little late there by Xander Steele for the Edmond North Huskies. 7:10 left to go first half. 7-0 our score. left to go, and now we wait.
Timeout.
And the timeout is taken by Edmond North. 7:10 with a 7-0 lead for Owosso. We'll take a one-minute break and be back right after this. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM, presented by InsideOwosso.com.
Taco Owosso, your choice for authentic Mexican food in Owosso. Taco Owosso is a proud supporter of Owosso Ram Athletics. Taco Owosso is home to the Taco Tray Party Tray. You've just got to try it. Check out the specials at TacoWasso.com. Taco Owosso, the big red food truck on 96th Street, just down from Lowe's at 96th and Garnett. Taco Owosso, where every day is Taco Tuesday. Great food daily at Taco Owosso.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso.
Austin Havens, the quarterback, ready
need
to
a
take
dust?
The snap.
Look no
here
further.
Out of the break as we've got 7:10 left to play here. Havens back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. It's picked up as it went off the fingertips of a receiver. And right there to get it was Jeffrey Moore, the defensive back for the Edmond North Huskies. And he will turn things around here as they'll get it at about the 17-yard line. Oh, man. That is a momentum buster.
That's about the fourth drop here in the first half for Ram receivers. That was Overstreet out of the backfield. And it just went off his hands and bounced right in front of Moore. He really had no option but to make the interception.
So, here we go. First and 10, Huskies. Everybody close in except for one man that split to the right. I formation now for Edmond North. Back under center. Ready to take the snap is Horton, but we've got whistles blowing and another timeout taken by Edmond North. 7:03 left to go. Take another 30-second break and be back right after this. You've got Owosso Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hi, I'm Robert Long with State Farm Insurance. We are about to celebrate our 37th year in Owosso. And all that time, we have been diehard supporters of the Owosso Rams. Just like they have a plan to win football games, State Farm has a plan to give your family the peace of mind that comes with having great insurance. Whether you're looking for home, auto, or life insurance, call me, Robert Long, at 918-272-7162. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back 7:03 left to go in this first quarter, 7-0. Owosso leading it. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight. As we await the snap to Horton, actually direct snap. And Barnes, getting up to about the 19-yard line, no further. Ethan Barnes, the ball carrier who took that direct snap, and that'll bring up second down and about 10. He didn't get anywhere.
Yeah, Barnes is actually the backup quarterback. He's just junior, and he's going to stay in here on this drive.
Single back set behind Barnes, now in at quarterback. And that, now he falls on his tail
down.
as he was down.
Yeah, can't get back up after that, but he was up under center and got stepped on right at the snap and couldn't get out of the block. So a big break that time for the Rams.
Bring up third down and about 12 here. 6:14 left to play here. 7-0 our score. Split to the right is Xander Steele. Everybody else close in for these Edmond North Huskies. Barnes, the quarterback. Taking a handoff, he'll drop back to throw. He slings it across the middle of the field, and it's caught near the 6-yard line.
Joseph Dutton, the tight end. Actually, I believe that's going to be Jonathan Hatton.
That'll bring up third down and one, I believe. It was close to a first down. No, it'll be a first down. I'm sorry. First and goal from the 6 here. Now, back in.
Balls on the ground, and the Rams come up with it.
Fumble on the play, and the Rams have it.
Oh, they're going to say Edmond North was actually on the pile. But that, again, another break for the Rams. Sure thought Owosso initially recovered that.
So it'll be second and goal from the 7-yard line here. Clock rolling, 5:15 left to go in the first quarter, 7-0 our score.
It's been an odd first half. There's been action. The Ram defense has played really good. Then you look up at the scoreboard and you're only up 7-0, and the Huskies are getting momentum, kind of like we saw last week when you let them stay in the game. They get more confident.
And now they want a timeout. We'll take one with them and be back in 30 seconds. As you're listening to Owosso Ram football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey everybody, it's Ray Adcock with Christian Brothers Automotive in Owosso, and I just want to share a simple challenge with you today. And that challenge is just to smile. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in what we're doing and what we're thinking about, we don't remember to smile. I know that when I remember to smile at people, oftentimes they smile back. And that's because smiling has the power to improve somebody's mood in that moment. So I just want to remind you today, join with me and let's remember to smile more.
.54 left to go in the first half of play. 7-0 our score here at Owosso. Rams leading it. Up in Rogers County tonight, this one coming from Hunter Morton. Rejoice leading Sequoia 35-28 at the half. The mayor, Bill Bush, and Mark Kirk with the call of that game on the NFHS Network tonight.
Looks like Union's on their way to their first win of the season. They lead in the second quarter over Mustang 35-3.
Wow. Under center, Barnes back in at quarterback now for Edmund North. Back to throw. He'll sling it left. It's caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Edmund North. 4:46 left to play here. And they'll make it a 7-6 affair. Well, they were bound to get on the board at some point. Owosso needs to step on the gas here as they'll try to tie it with an extra point attempt here. Doing those honors is Campbell Ambrose. His kick up through the uprights and good. We've got a tie ball game, 7-7 with 4:46 left to go in this first half. We'll take a 30-second break, and when we come back, Owosso will have the football. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football presented by InsideOwosso.com on 100.1 KYFM.
Need a dentist? Look no further. Owosso's newest dental practice, Lexington Dental, formerly Dr. Argo's office, is accepting patients of all ages. From toddlers to retirement, we are here to help keep your smile healthy. Offering basic services to cosmetic services, Dr. Carey and his top-notch team are here to help achieve your smile goals. Offering sedation to help you relax during your visit and convenient appointment times. To learn more or schedule your appointment today, call 918-274-8500 or go to LexingtonDentalOfOwosso.com.
Appreciate Dr. Carey and his crew at Lexington Dental for being fine sponsors of Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. 4:46 left to go here as Edmund North will tee it up and kick it away. Ronnie Thomas and Dre Austin back deep to receive for the Rams. This is about as close as anybody's been this year, Steve.
Yeah, through a first half it is. And again, we hear Coach Blankenship preach it week after week. Mistakes and turnovers are the difference in games. And, you know, you get a turnover deep in your own territory at the 18-yard line, it makes it much easier for the opposing offense. And Edmund North able to capitalize. And we're tied at 7.
Kickoff coming for the Huskies. Short kick. It is going to be out of bounds. They basically kicked that right to Bill Blankenship. So anyway, Owosso will take over. And Steve, we've got plenty of games going across the state. We'll have an update on some of those coming up at the half. But yeah, Jinx leading Mustang 35-3, of course. Union leading Mustang 35-3.
But Jinx did handle Norman last night 42-14, and Broken Arrow handling a winless Edmund Memorial 24-3.
Austin Havens with the handoff here, and flags fly before Hagen Hood can take off with it.
Yeah, Coach Blankenship is not going to be pleased with the lack of focus that this Ram ball club has had here in the first half. Too many mental errors.
That'll back up the Rams to the 41-yard line.
Drop passes, the turnover, penalties.
Havens ready to line up here with one man split to the left. Jeray Austin, Ronnie Thomas in motion to the left on the keeper. Actually, Trey Goins out to the right. He'll get down to the 50, down to the 49-yard line. And that'll bring up second down and about four to go. Putnam City leading Southmore 14 to nothing. We're at Southmore, I believe, Thursday night.
Yes. 7 o'clock kickoff.
Have that for you here on KYFM. And now Trey Goins taking the direct snap. He'll hand off Hagan Hood left side to the 40. Flags flying as he gets down to the 35.
Yeah, Ronnie Thomas was trying to secure the edge. Unfortunately, he was doing it from the inside, which meant he had a handful of jersey. And that one's going to come back again. An opportunity to move the chains for a first down. And it's going to come back and move the Rams back inside, I believe, their own 45-yard line. That one hurts.
That'll bring up second down and about 15.
Just can't get any consistent momentum going here against this Husky defense, who you know they've played well here in this first half.
Rams will have it at the 41-yard line.
Oh, you got Cole Adams going far on the other side of the field. He may take a shot here.
Havens back in to throw. He'll sling it to the right as he got it over to Trey Goins near side at the 48. And that'll be a gain on the play to bring up third down and about 8. Clock still rolling with 3:30 left to play here. Halftime coming. Trips to the left. One man split to the right. Second look at the sideline for Austin Havens and company. He'll shout some instructions here and get ready to take the snap. Havens dropping back this time. Looking. He'll sling it up the middle of the field. Aiming for Ronnie Thomas. It's off his fingertips and dropped. And that one will fall incomplete, bringing up fourth down and 8.
Well, it looked like Thomas had gotten behind the defender, but the ball just a bit underthrown into this wind. And that allowed the defender to recover and make it a jump ball. And it was knocked down to the ground. So the Rams, again, because of the penalty, set back and having to go the distance, unable to convert for a first down. Hagan Hood will have to punt into this wind that's picked up a bit here in this second quarter.
Xander Steele back to receive. Short kick is going to be bouncing back.
Got a great roll.
Oh, bounces and rolls back to about the 27-yard line. 2:58 left to go in the first half. Wausau typically has been a second-half team over the past year or two when they've gotten into these more pressure-filled situations. They just hadn't had one in a while.
So now you've got 2:58 to go. Here before halftime, if the Rams can get a turnover, should Edmund North decide to put the ball in the air. I tell you what, since they've switched over to this junior quarterback, Ethan Barnes, he's shown to be very effective in the pocket.
Empty backfield behind Barnes, and now Green in motion to the right. Green takes the handoff, rolls to the 30, gets to the 35, 40, up to the 43, and that'll be enough for an Edmund North first down. They'll move up those chains. The running back.
Yeah, just a simple jet sweep that time. And it was blocked very well.
.244, clock continuing to roll here. Tie ball game at 7 apiece. Man in motion to the left as Barnes takes the snap on the keeper. He'll bust forward, getting up to the 45-yard line. Gain of 2 on the play. He'll bring up second down and 8.
Yeah, not much there. Coming off the middle of the pile is Tyron Collins. Rams so far in this first half have been held under 100 yards. 98 total yards for this Ram offense here in the first half against Edmund North.
Second down and 7. Stacked receivers to the right. One man split to the left. And now Barnes ready to go here as he was trying to throw it, but they got the defensive pressure on him to the point he couldn't really go anywhere, so he just took a couple of steps forward, got to the 45, and ended up losing a yard.
Timeout Rams.
Take it with them and be back right after this 30-second break. A minute 52 left to play in this first half, 7-7, Owosso and Edmond North. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
2020 has been a year of uncertainty, but one thing that is for certain is that First Baptist Church is here for the people of Owosso. Pastor Chris Wall and his congregation know that in-person attendance hasn't been possible for many of you, so they welcome you to visit them online each Sunday. You can watch their services live on the InsideOwosso.com Facebook channel or online at fbcowosso.org. First Baptist Church, they welcome you to worship this Sunday, and they're a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams.
Welcome back. Our score, 7-7 with a minute 52 left to go in the first half. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Ethan Van Meter pushing all the buttons on TV. Aaron Garner's got all the graphics tonight. And Joe Deere is providing moral support in the booth this evening. Third down and 7 to go. Man to each side of the line, and now Horton's back in at quarterback. He'll sling it across the field. Open man gets to the 20, 15, 10, finally brought down by Chase at the 8-yard line. Big, big gain, and almost a touchdown for Edmond North. Had Chase not been able to come and finally get his man.
Just a down crossing pattern that time, and again, a very nice throw from Ethan Barnes. Hits his receiver, his speedy receiver, on the run, and all the Ram defensive secondary was on the far side of the field. I was afraid it was a foot chase that we might not win, but we're still alive, barely inside our own 10-yard line.
I formation, Horton, the quarterback, handing off to the tailback, Russell. He'll get down to about the 8-yard line. Minute 22 and the clock rolling, and if the Owosso defense ever had a moment they needed to step up, it's right now.
I mean, this does not look like a 1-3 team coming in here tonight against Owosso.
Well, they played everybody close. I mean,
I was fearful of this, though, Grant, with the distractions of homecoming and the passing of Eddie Van Halen. I just knew that this ball club was going to have a lot to overcome this week, okay? So
taking it hard.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Barnes back in at quarterback. He'll roll right this time, looking to throw. He breaks one tackle, still on his feet. Slings it. Interception. Back the other way. Here come the Rams to the 35. Out of bounds at the 37-yard line. Holy
Looney, the ball hawk, intercepts at the goal line with his second interception of the night. 15. In his career.
Right place, right time. The ball hawk, Gage Laney, first and 10, Owosso. Oh, man.
Maybe the play we're looking for to turn this game around into the favor of the Rams.
Hey, Brandon Brewer, there's your play of the game. That may be it right there. 38 seconds left to go here. Twins to the right, one man to the left for Austin Havens and the Owosso Rams after the interception. He'll make some adjustments on the line. Back to throw. Havens rolling right this time, looking. He'll sling it down the field. It's caught by Trey Goins. He'll get down to the 33-yard line. Timeout on the field. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. We'll take a 30-second break and be back right after this. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
Duralast Roofing is Owosso's roofing company. Here's satisfied customer Eric Poplin to tell you why.
I've been in Owosso my whole life. It means a lot to me when I get to deal with other longtime Owosso residents. Zach's worked on 3 different houses for me. Each project that he's done for me, whether it's large or small, he always delivers the same level of service, whether it's cleaning gutters or a complete re-roof. He always makes me feel like I'm his number one customer.
That's Duralast Roofing. Visit them online at DuralastRoofing.com.
Welcome back. 29 seconds left to go in the first half. Grant Merrill along with you. Steve Mowry quizzing the young people in the booth as to whether they know who Eddie Van Halen is. And here's Austin Havens dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the field, aiming. It's dropped as he was trying to get Cole Adams out at the 25-yard line. Cole couldn't make the catch there.
Boy, that's a brisk wind to throw into, though, Grant. That ball was under throw. Cole is usually able to separate, and that ball just got held up. I like the thought that what they're doing, we may try it again and run another streak.
Twins to each side. Austin Havens ready. On the right hash mark this time, he's got Derek Overstreet right there next to him. Ready to take the snap. 21 seconds left to go. Back to throw. Havens looking, keeping, running right. He'll be brought down. Ball knocked out of his hands.
Well, I think he tried to throw it out of bounds and make it an incomplete pass. He launched it toward the sideline.
Either way, that'll bring up third and 10 with 13 seconds left to go here. Tied at 7, Gage Laney with a half-saving interception.
And it looked like the quarterback had room to run for the touchdown, and he decided to try to force it in there, and Gage kind of baited him into that throw.
Twins to each side. Austin Havens off the right hash mark, handing off. First man through Overstreet. He will get down to the 38-yard line. And they're going to let the clock run out on the first half here. Tie ball game as we go to the halftime locker room. Our score, the Rams 7, the Edmond North Huskies 7. When we come back, we'll talk to Shane Eicher. He is the head coach of the Owosso Lady Rams softball team who are state-bound this week. Joe Deere joins us as well from the Cherokee Nation as our second halftime guest. And Steve and Rob will have our Matt Jay and Company by the number stats update as well. We're tied at 7. You're listening to Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM. Back after this for the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show.
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to worship with us online this Sunday at 10:30. Whether you're taking extra precautions during this season or you just want to check out a church from the comfort of your home, we want to provide a place where you can worship, hear a powerful word from God, and experience His presence every Sunday. To worship with us online or to plan your visit in person, check out our website at owassofirst.com. And go Rams!
We welcome you to the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show as the Owosso Rams and the Edmond North Huskies tangle here on Homecoming. I'm Will Sterrett in the Wholesale Computer Supply broadcast booth. We'll remind you, Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, and Rob Williams have a look at the Jay & Company CPA by the numbers stats update later in our show. Right now, we throw it back to Booth A. Grant Merrill standing by for our Trails End Barbecue chat with Athletic Director Zach Duffield.
Well, the Tulsa Bone and Joint Halftime Show continues. It's always our pleasure to have Athletic Director Zach Duffield, and his interview is brought to you by Trails End Barbecue on North Garnett in Owosso. And, of course, it's a perfect time for you and your family, if you're wanting supper, to give John Cash and his